Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Well, good morning, America.
Yes!
It is truly an amazing morning.
Yes, it is.
Today. And I know everybody says, is anything amazing to you, Marlo?
Yes!
No,
that is.
It is. It's such a beautiful day here in Panteno, Texas. We are live this morning here at the Mansions on Park Row. That is 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego / hashtag Army. Okay. 36013, so feel free to come by, check it out, see what we got going on. But this is indeed a wonderful day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we are definitely rejoicing.
Yes.
And we are glad. So I'm so excited about our topic today. It is so what I believe is really needed for today. And we are already flowing in that place.
Yes, we are.
Today of just understanding that we, how important it is that we do not become shipwrecked.
Yes.
So, good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Yes. And today is going to be an amazing day. And once again, it is our topic of being and not being shipwrecked.
Yes.
And what to do and how to trek out of that place, and knowing that we thank the Lord for giving us one day at a time, because that's the only way it comes, and how to be the best we can be. So we are definitely going to talk about that. So are you ladies excited?
Yes, we're excited.
About our topic today.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for this three-strand cord here.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that in the Word today, how it's not easily broken, okay, and how important it is. And it's not just for marriage. It's for any ship. Whether it's relationship, partnership, friendship, it's all about the ship.
Come on, now.
Okay. So we're so excited this morning, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because, you know, we get a little animated here at the Mansion on Park Row, and we just have to kind of stay in the flow that the Lord has given us today. So we are definitely on point and knowing that we're just going to flow, and we just want to be effective for the kingdom, and that's what our mandate is here at the Mansion on Park Row. It's such a blossom. It's like a rose garden here. Of women that looks like every different color of the flower, whether it's a tulip, a rose, a pansy. Okay, and I'm not too much a garden girl, but I'm trying to be. Okay, so just knowing that we have people that we're connected to,
yeah.
That some are here to plant, you know, some are really the seed.
Yes.
My job here is to make sure that the soil is fertile. Okay, that the ground is fertile, and that we definitely all, when you put your seed, whether it's your time, your energy, your finances, or whatever it is, that you, your harvest will definitely come. So I'm just here this morning, and I see that we have amazing people that are tuning in and listening to what the Lord has to say. So everyone, we just want you to stay tuned, and we're going to flow with the regimen of what we do, which is we're going to go to our commercial, and you guys will hear this wonderful, beautiful song by one of our amazing songstresses by the name of Free Cooking and her Unblind Me. So get into the, what the Lord is saying to you today.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey.
are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show. America, I tell you, this is such an amazing platform that we have here at the Mansion.
Yes, yes.
And I have an amazing, incredible, now I'm not even going to say staff because they're business owners here, but these women are like my arms and legs and eyes and ears, and I'm just so grateful to know that I'm not shipwrecked. It's just such a, I mean, really, when you get into the depth of that, and that's where we're going to go today, is into the depth of, you know, really knowing how to, you know, flow with the waves. Because, you know, when you think about being in a ship, you know, you're in an ocean or something even greater than that, I suppose. But, you know, the waves come and they beat against, and then sometimes, and I think about when John and Peter and all them were in the boat with Jesus, and when he, you know, when the storm came, he down there trying to rest and, you know, get his grist on and sleep for the next agenda that the Lord has for him, and they come in and master, you don't care about us. And he'd be like, what? I mean, I can only imagine being awakened to somebody telling me, you don't care about me, and you do it, you know? And I'm like, that is so horrible.
Yeah.
You know, he had to prove himself time and time again to people. And we just kind of want to not make sure that we flow in that, that you have to be a part. And he was like, oh, ye, of little faith. Mm-hmm. I mean, hello? I mean, really, it's just a storm, you
right.
know. And when the storms come, that's why we have to make sure that we're built on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we're not, and then when we have people that come into our lives, such as you guys have came into my life, and I'm so grateful for that. And we all have, you know, where I'm weak, you're strong, you know,
mm-hmm.
and where you're weak, I'm strong,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. You know, it's many facets to not being shipwrecked. Whenever, whether it's like we were talking about earlier, whether it's any type of relationship is a ship,
right.
whether it's marriage, whether it's partnerships, business, whether it is just friends, mainly friendships,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even in a marriage, that person still, the most important component is the friendship,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and not, you know, just me and I'm your husband or I'm your wife. No, you're supposed to be my friend,
right.
you know, and the quote-unquote best friend.
Right.
But the scripture that we're going to go to today is in the book of Ecclesiastics, so get your word out, whether it's the phones, computers, or the actual Bible itself.
Yes.
And we thank God for the technology today.
Yes.
I've probably talked about this before, but it's amazing that one day the reality is these paper Bibles, you know, because the Word talks about that, you know, well, we won't have that. That's why we have to have it in our hearts
mm-hmm.
to where we don't turn. And, you know, most people say, oh, my God, you sure know the Word. You're a Bible scholar. No, I'm not. I just have to make it a point to get into the Word, which we call the meat of it, and remember what the Lord is saying to me and walk around with it all day. So when the enemy comes, like a flood, because the Word says he does that, I just, you know, remember when Jesus was in the garden, and he would always say, it is written. And when you say that, hello, he got to move around. Okay, be in. What do you think about that, Bill? I know, you know, we have those.
Stronger than anything.
It is, and we have those challenges, you know, and that's why I encourage everyone today to get into the Word yourself and see what the Lord is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my glasses today, America. I didn't have them last week.
Yes,
they are a little dingy, but I'm going to see through them anyway.
I might do a spectacle shot later.
We can.
Because you get 40 plus, you got to do spectacles.
Okay, so Ecclesiastics 4 today, this is really so cool how it talks about the two. Because, you know, a ship, definitely, you can't be in it by yourself. So it's either two or more. And then the Lord even talks about the more, and that's where he comes in the midst. Okay, well, we're going to talk about the two, but it's really three, which is really Trinity.
Oh, well, break it down.
Okay. Hello. So Ecclesiastes 4, and we're going to go to 9, where it says that two are better than one. Yeah, that's what the words say, because they have a good reward for their labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I'm about to, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a good reward. Tina ran down the stairs.
Yeah, okay.
Ran it down the stairs, outside and around the whole property. But y'all might have to come catch me.
Okay.
My 10 acres out there. Okay? And some snippets.
I think I'm down from the snippets.
They are deadly.
They be grabbing your dress.
Because I'm like, can you weed eat over here? Because we can't wear a maxi dress.
Yes.
I mean, really, that's so bad. So I didn't even know I had some, and I laundered my dress and I wore it again. I was like, it's laundry. Okay. I just thought I'd share that with America because it's real. It's real. So I'm going to hold it down and not run out there. Okay. Okay, and 10 says, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him, to him that is alone when he falleth. And that is so sad.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people out there that are really alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where the enemy comes in, because when you are by yourself, it's almost like you, I mean, especially if you're not like totally, and even for people that are totally into the depth of the word, he gonna come. And sometimes we get a little frustrated, you know, but it's so amazing to know that you can go to a real sister or a real brother and not that don't have any hidden agenda.
Right.
Because that's the key, because people will come, won't they?
Okay, show up.
And they'll have an agenda.
They will.
Ma'am, they'll camouflage you.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Yes. Yeah, watch out. Yeah.
And have the daggers waiting for you.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. So you just have to, you know, you just have to have a spirit of discernment to know. And a lot of times it's okay to go through those, I want to say, experiences. Because it sharpens you. For the ones that's coming for real with the bigger agendas. Because there's some bigger agenda ones coming too. And then you notice them, you see them because you see the spirit behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you at that point can, of course, I always recommend that you function on spirit of love. And don't get out the Wonder Woman or the Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, and the windmill. Cause, yeah.
Go straight into the spirit.
To the windmill. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, really, it's so hard not to do that.
Sharp too.
Yeah. They also can cut you.
Yeah, but they're sharper.
Yeah. And the word can either heal or it can.
That's
for real. So we're gonna conclude in this, and then we're gonna talk about our experiences.
Okay.
And here, at concluding in 10, it says, "For he hath not another to help him up." That's the one where he says, "Woe to him that is alone, and when he falleth." For he hath not another to help him up. But 11 says, and again, if two lie together, then they have heat.
Ooh. You know what? Does he cook stuff?
Yeah. Yes. But how can one be warm alone? That's what it says. And he asked the question, how? How can one be warm alone? That's the question mark behind it. That's what he's saying.
You can.
And I just think it's amazing how God asks us questions, too. When we get into the Word, He's talking to us. Then He's going to ask us a question. Then He wants our reply.
That's what our teacher does.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
but if you ain't in the Word, you ain't going to know that.
Yeah.
You're not going to know that God is really talking to you. Then really He wants your rebuttal. He wants your reply to tell Him. So we have to answer that question. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
So how can one be alone? I mean, I know we got blankets. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about in the ship. Yeah. Yeah. We got all that. But we're talking about in the real.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. What he's referring to in this is in the, without the relationship or the friendship or the part, whatever. Yes. And you feel all alone. And that loneliness is a cold place.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not be warm, you know, if you can't do that. So have you had any of those experiences, Anthony?
Oh, yes, I have. What's in the forefront is actually there was a season I was homeless.
Mm.
And
for real.
Yeah.
For real.
pretty much almost a full year of in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a enlightening and a lonely place.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you know, you feel like you are by yourself. So that whole struggle back and forth, like you say,
mm-hmm.
the word is in me. And so it, the going back and forth, the fighting the enemy on, you know,
mm-hmm.
the deception, the lies,
mm-hmm.
and the, you know, and all of that. And then you're the teeter totter of it all, you know. But I still stand.
Yeah.
Still. Even in the midst of that. So I understand that. And it's so much better having someone
yeah.
that you can talk it out, walk it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have that feeling. You know that you have the Father. You know that you have that relationship. But when you are with flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
too, and you know that they got you,
yeah.
and they love you unconditionally, man,
yeah.
it's wonderful.
I see that unconditionally. See, people don't like to talk about that.
But you know what?
Unconditionally requires a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bam.
It requires the bad, the good,
yeah.
and the
yeah.
ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a lot of people don't want to deal with you when you're not doing what they think you should do.
Right.
See, but that's the condition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like
yeah. And you have to, one thing about it is you have to really meet people where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect them to be where you at. And you really ain't probably where you need to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's almost like in the world it talks about you looking at trying to take the big plank out of my eye and the toothpick out of my eye and you got a big plank in your eye.
Okay.
See, the plank's so big you can't get to me.
Right.
While you're trying to look about.
Right.
Yeah. So the best thing for us to do is to say, hey, listen, let's, you know, kind of let me help you. You know, let me see let me just be available.
Mm-hmm.
For you. A lot of times it's not even monetary help. People
yeah.
just need you to just be present.
Mm-hmm. Sounding board.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what Vivica is. Vivica is the sounding board. She knows her assignment. Yeah.
yeah.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
So, but
imagine that I've been that way a long time. Ever
really?
Since I was really little.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is
but
your
I have
experience?
Been, but I have
yeah.
best friends, so we've been, you know, it's like, taboo when you say, what, you have friends for over 30 years? That's a big deal.
Yeah,
female friends for over 30 years. My best friend and I have been friends since fourth grade. So she could tell me anything, I could tell her anything.
That's
it's
beautiful.
Always been that way. But,
that is beautiful.
Yeah, I have several friends. We've been friends over 30 years, so I understand that. But being single.
Uh-oh. Come on.
No more did you wake up or some days go by and you're like, I didn't even get my boss today. But you were talking, you just weren't talking out loud because you were talking to the Father.
Okay.
But you forgot, I didn't use my voice today.
Wow.
So, you know, being single, yeah, you experience that a lot, so.
Hmm. So what is your antidote to put out there for the world today to know how to balance that out? You know, because some people kind of get caught up in that emotional place.
Yeah, you can't get caught up in that. You know, you can't, like they say, you can't look at someone else's life and try to put yourself in there at that puzzle piece
because mm-hmm.
your piece don't go to that puzzle.
Right.
You got to stay with your own puzzle piece.
That's true.
You know, so you just, you know, like I say, you talk to him and wait for him to show you what you need to do.
So this is kind of like a no-brainer almost. The people out there in America, I know that they experience this as well. Like you were talking about being single, you
yeah.
do that. But some people experience that even when they're married.
That's true, too. I've heard that. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. You know, and
yeah.
of course, the presence of the person is there, but the presence is not there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you deal with that? You already feel like you're shipwrecked,
right?
You know,
yeah.
in that. And how do you tread out of that? And one of the things that I've learned from that experience, because I've experienced that in my life,
mm-hmm.
is that you take your eyes off of them, this is part of the antidote, and you put them on God, and you work on you.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. That's true.
You know, and then you
that's
give
true.
Them to God. And
right.
then when whatever discord comes up, you know, how that
mm-hmm.
drama try to roll in, you
mm-hmm.
just say, God, you hear him, he's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not talking to me.
So,
you know, you
yeah.
take it off of
right.
you.
And you,
you give it, yeah. Give it back to God, and then God deal with them.
Yeah.
Whether yeah.
They take ownership
yeah.
of their way.
Until they work out what they're going through.
Right.
Because, you know, you have to know that it's not personal.
Right. Right.
And even if it is personal, you don't have to receive the personal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can just keep make
That's
sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Because you do.
Yeah.
You, because you love them, that individual.
Yeah.
You tend to.
Yeah. And as women, we are nurturers. You know, and then we always want to go in and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to try to make it right. And you didn't even wrong it. So, you know what I'm saying? So how you trying to make the wrong right and you didn't wrong the wrong?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good nugget for women and men, Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And people will. They'll create something and put give it to you and want you to carry it. And then you'll be wondering why you're so heavy.
Right.
You know. What's going on here, God? You know, and then I mean, it begins to layer itself. And then that's how people end up divorced because they don't want to fight. It's a process in everything, whatever type of relationship. So, but then, too, there's a flip side to that. So once you know that the scales are tilted, you know, when you really look at a scale and that person is up there and you always down here, you're shipwrecked.
Right.
So then you have to go back to the table or that relationship and reevaluate that and say, hey, listen, and then communicate. This is the way I'm feeling. So that person is either going to respect you, how you feel, and add to the be part of the solution, or they're going to compel and compile the problem.
Yeah.
And then the decision gets even deeper than that. Yeah.
So that's like going to court because you have the scales of justice.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they're not valid, if you're not whole, I'm going to do some judge Judy.
Okay, come on,
judge
girl.
Judy.
Come on, bring
judge
Judy.
Okay.
Ecclesiastics today, where the Lord is going to minister to you right where you're at about what you need to make sure that you're not shipwrecked. And of course, we got off on the marriage thing, but we're talking about whatever ship you're in, friendship,
partnership,
and even like business. Oh my gosh, because that's our ship.
You got to be
good
with your animals.
Yeah.
They can't be coming up in there and just ruling things, right?
Yeah.
Barking when they want to bark.
Yeah.
No. Meowing when they no.
So, y'all probably think we're joking right now, but it's real. It's really real. So, listen, here's our call-in number. So, callers, feel free to call in, and that number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And we are definitely here at the Mansions on Park Road.
Yes.
Okay? So, you can come into the mansion. You can come into the spa. You can come into the boutique. You can come do some fitness. And, by the way, I was working it out last night. Yeah, I was going to be working it out tonight. I'm just like Mike now. I'm just like Mike. Y'all better
show them.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So y'all come on. Show them. Check us out. See what's going on because it's going down here at the Mansions on Park Drive here in Pantego, hashtag Arlington. Okay. Yes. But we are going to do what we do and go to our commercial, and we're going to hear what Asaba has to say this morning. In her foolish. Yes. Be right back.
Girl with a mind of black and white.
About this new wine because our keynote speaker, Sherry Bronson.
Yes.
Of Bronson Media. So I'm telling you, ladies, you guys need to RSVP, please, go on to the Mansions on Park Row or our personal pages, Marla Mosey or Anthony Michelle or Vivica Giles.
Yes.
And please go on to the new wine.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have a new wine page?
We do.
We do.
Yes.
Okay, go on to the new wine.
Yes.
And RSVP.
Invite
us. Yes. And that's what's so amazing about the transition of what we're doing even today is it all started in that little group called The New Wine, a supernatural bringing into the natural experience. Okay.
Yes.
And that is, what is that, Matthew 9 and 17?
Mm-hmm.
Where it talks about how to shed the old wineskin. So it's a great place of safety and counsel and teaching and networking, and it's just all about, yes, it's such an amazing place to be, to come and fellowship and hear the word and get the nuggets that you can take back and nourish yourself.
And with. Share with someone just as good when you can share.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and everybody has the platform to talk about her. And you can best believe that it's going to be someone there who has either had that experience,
mm-hmm.
or currently having the experience,
right.
Or it's on their way out of the experience,
yes.
You know. So whatever it is, you know, and it's never a planned agenda.
Nope.
It's just whatever the Lord has for those people.
We just
share
connect.
Yeah, so I'm so excited for Sherry Bronson. And she's done many of, she has a whole new platform, TV, all of that, radio, everything. But more than that, she is an incredible woman of God,
yes.
A great woman of faith, and we just want to be in the ship with her.
Yes, and she came.
Amen.
Out.
And she yeah, she kind of like my twin. That's what they tell me.
Yeah,
they love many facets, and it's just such a divine,
mm-hmm.
you know, ship, and that's what makes it even more incredible.
Yes.
So just all the glory to God, off of that, because He did that. So we just want to kind of get back into our topic, and we are in the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 4. We started at 9, But now we're in 12. Y'all ready? Okay. So in 12 it says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Now that's it right there. Because what he's talking about here is that when he is in the midst, we've got to make sure that he is present at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the importance of two, you know. But when three are, I think of, I can hardly say this, but y'all don't know where I'm going. Meshach, Reshach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fourth man. The fourth man is her. Okay. What is the, how do you say it? Reshach, Meshach. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Shack, there you go. Meshach and Abednego. Okay. with this baby, and she had, you know, they looking at Joseph. You know, Joseph, like, what? Yeah, y'all made up this. Yeah. So she had to get away, so she fled to her cousin, Elizabeth. Okay? So when she gets there and knocks on the door and Elizabeth opens the door, that is the moment that her baby leaves. Mm-hmm. That's when she knew, oh, my God. Yes, that was so amazing. Okay, so all of this time went by, 30 years obviously, and John, in this time, his assignment was to pave the way for his cousin, mm-hmm. who was Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know John out there eating the locusts, doing what he do. Yeah, baptizing the people in the Jordan. And this, the day came when Jesus came. The day came when Jesus came. Okay, so Jesus comes, and John knows him because he even paved the way for him. So he comes to the Jordan, and he's walking in the water, and I mean, I can only imagine everything stopped.
Yeah.
At that moment, because John stopped, because he knew. Okay, so, this is so cool, y'all. I'm getting there. Y'all got to hear the whole story. Okay, so he comes in, and right at that moment, John surrendered, and he said, you know, I know who you are, but and I'm not even worthy. I'm not even worthy to baptize you, but I'm not even worthy to tie your shoes. Tie your sandals. And Jesus was like, no, John, I want you to baptize me. And John was like, no, Jesus, I want you. So that's amazing when you can have that type of relationship with someone. So you guys are almost tripping over each other, mm-hmm. trying to serve one another. Mm-hmm. And that is what we call the John the Baptist Jesus moment. Okay? It's just amazing. You know, I love getting caught up in it, and I recognize it immediately. I'm like, oh, my God, we have to take that. Yes, it's so awesome. And you know, my girls tell me all the time, oh my God, Mom, you're so animated. I know. That's just how God created me, though.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm just, I had to get with it.
Yeah.
But you know, the Lord told me some time ago to stop making excuses for who I am.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there, you know, is, you know, you feeling what you're feeling, express that. Because that's you. That's who you are. That's how God created you to be.
Right.
And that's what happens, like, when Vivica comes in, she's like, we're not on the air today. We're going to be like, we're going to be like, we'll be like, okay. That's what you say. We're going to do that. Okay, yeah. You know. And Anthony is like the quiet storm.
Mm,
yeah. She comes in all sultry.
So
sultry.
So guess what we're doing.
Mm.
Yeah. And then she just gives you those eyeballs.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, this platform is preparing her for 105.5. The quiet storm. They're going to get back up. Yeah, she's just got that real sultry. Yeah, I want a glass of wine right now. Okay. It's you, right? It's me. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Okay?
A walking
point. But listen, I know. Right, ladies?
I know.
You know, but the one always comes and makes it what it needs to be for the other one.
That's right.
And that's so amazing.
That's right.
So we just pray that, you know, that the Lord continues to enrich this three-strand cord, you know, and it's other women here, too. It's not just us, but
yes.
in this setting it is.
Yes.
You know, but.
And the combo changes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And there's many other women here on the complex that are amazing women that, create the balance, you know, and, you know, I always ask the Lord to just give me that extra antidote of strength and love because, you know, I have to face off and face on for every person because everybody's different.
Right.
You know, just like the way I'm with you, I can't be with Anthony. Now,
right.
Together, all three, we just, yeah, ain't no words.
Right.
Yeah, ain't no words. Yeah. But when we're individually, we're in different places.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's with everyone in life, everybody in your life. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially like if you're a mother and have kids.
Yeah.
Because every child has got to have something different.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And that goes that way with in a ship, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then definitely in business, you know, because some people don't know how to keep the balance because they always want to be a threat and this is business. You know, you have to go in and understand, especially with other business owners, that's their business, too.
Mm-hmm.
It may be on the full aspect of your complex, but it's their business.
Right.
So it's their business. And you have to show them that reference of respect
yeah.
and love,
yeah.
you know, and you have to have a heart for those people's
yeah.
success to do even greater things than you.
Right.
And that is the mandate of a great leader, and not only that, a great ship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just grateful that I have, like, I'm grateful for my experiences, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, that has led me to a place to value the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
friendship, the relationship, the partnership, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's just what this is all about today. So I don't want to take too much of that platform, so you ladies just kind of feel free to roll in
okay.
and just kind of express yourself. But Anthony, we don't want you to make us go get no wine, but we want you to, okay, because it's 2 in the morning, okay? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We really want you to know that, I mean, I know that, you know, in business, you have been in some ships, and I know you've had
mm-hmm.
some shipwrecks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we just, like, really want you to know that we're here to pillar you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I pray that we show that instead of talking about that, that we
right.
being about that,
right.
that we really walking it out, you know, because you have to give people room to really grow and that's
mm-hmm.
and to nurture, but not only in business, but we want to show you how that we can really be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And really be here for you, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, like Vivica
right.
said, you know. And not only for Anthony, but for Vivica, and then y'all here
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
And then we're here for everybody else.
For everybody, yeah.
You know.
Everybody loves everybody.
Yeah.
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 And someone started a Facebook page with that. A gentleman did that. Everybody loves everybody. It's a simple phrase, but it's a true phrase.
Yeah. It is. It is. And that's really the antidote for making, that's what makes the world go around.
Yeah.
You know. It's not money. Of course, we need money to survive and to do what we have to do effectively, to live and, you know. But the antidote is we have to make sure that we are always in a place to serve, you know, people. We have to have a servant mentality because that's what Christ was. He served, you know. And we have to have that heart and that mind. And the balance of that is so explosive. And that's how, you know, that's really where the new wine came in because people would always ask me questions behind the chair. Well, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I really would try to tell them, really, I ain't done nothing. You know, really, I haven't done anything. I just showed up with a spirit of expectation,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of knowing who my father is,
yeah.
you know. And he says that he is owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. Okay. And he says that I'm an heir. Okay. So, you know,
yeah.
all of those things that he said to us. Oh, y'all better come on with that one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I have to be careful on that one,
though.
Yeah, because it gets me, sometimes it gets me in some trouble. It really do. So, yeah, because y'all know how radical I am, right? So, bling, bling of the earth, baby, look at her. Okay? Yeah, so y'all pray for me, America, because I'm out of control on the bling of the earth. Yeah, because God told me that. So nobody else can tell me. You can't tell me I'm no pie when I'm the bling of the earth. But I had to bow down, America, and become a back.
Hancock.
I did. So I'm all right being pie. Yeah, that's in the natural, but in the supernatural. Come on there. In the supernatural, I'm the bling of the earth, so don't play with me. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. So what we have done in our setting, the Lord has blown such an mighty, amazing wind in that arena. We have actually mandated our very own logo, T-shirts,
yes,
tote bags. They're on the Facebook page. Feel free to go on.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing. All your shirts. And represent the kingdom as who you are
mm-hmm.
in that Proverbs 31 place. And we're going to talk about that, teach you ladies all about that,
yeah.
how to really bling it out. But unfortunately, we've had to, it's kind of fortunate and unfortunate, we've had to push our conference.
Yeah, our calendar is too full.
It's too full. Yeah, we tried it. It didn't work. And Jesus woke us up and said, I'm going to need you to Florida Spirit of Excellence. Okay? So that's what we have to do. So we are, the dates have changed to January the 29th of 2017. It's going to be so explosive, so stay tuned for that amazing conference that's birthing forth as a movement for the women in the earth.
Amen.
Okay? Because we had to make room for the gathering. That was the I heaven. Okay? Hashtag Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is what we do have going on. We're still continuing in that conference. So I guess we're in our mansion calendar right now. Okay. So we're definitely going to do that. That's way in January. But the main agenda, Vivica, is what?
The new wine for this month.
Yes.
It's Friday from 6:30 to 8:30 here at the Mansions on Park Road, 2700 West Park Road Drive, Pantego.
Yeah. 76013.
We do ask that you RSVP by the 4th so we can have a head count because we do like to have a spread.
Yes. Yeah, we like to. That's real fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
We
and
like to break bread.
You're welcome to bring your favorite snack or wine.
Yeah. Because it's a natural and a supernatural thing. So the new wine and the supernatural is Jesus himself. He's the brand new wine.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Both lion and lamb. Mm-hmm. He is the great I am. Okay?
Yes.
He really is.
In the room, not in the field, was stickable.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's amazing. I might do a fundraiser for him to ride lawnmower with a bag. We need one, y'all. We need one. So feel free to call us up. It's like, girl, we got a lawnmower to ride lawnmower. You hear me, Betty Moore. You hear me, Betty Moore. Betty Moore. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's just the truth. America's just the truth.
But seriously, if people are feeling shipwrecked,
that's right.
And they like what they're hearing right now, come on over.
Yeah.
I guarantee you won't be shipwrecked
anymore. That's right.
Anymore. The door's always open.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Always liberation.
Yeah.
Yes, always open.
Yes.
So, Anthony, that's, okay, Vivica, that's our first ride event. New wine. New wine.
New.
New wine.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Anthony, what's our next event on the second Friday? Okay.
Yeah. So, listen here.
See y'all. Calm down. Okay.
Okay. So, on the 12th, it's going to be so phenomenal. You guys have to come out. I have something special for you.
Ooh.
You are going to be able to actually see some of the wardrobe capsules that I have been posting on online. So it is actually called Cocktails in Fashion.
Yes.
You can RSVP through I Am Fashion and Fabulous.
Yes.
And it's on Meetup. So you guys have got to come and do fellowship with us. I mean, we have so much, you know, for you, the fellowship, the
don't forget about the giveaway.
The giveaway. And guess what? When you come,
tell them.
Okay, we're going to register for a, I'm giving away like the Eartha. Have you seen the Eartha kit wardrobe capsule? That's what you're going to be entered into when you come in.
We're pretty lucky, y'all. Better come home.
Yeah.
So we'll have like little, you know, hors d'oeuvres, sipping and shopping and prizes and stuff like. You have got to come.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
check
yeah.
it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. 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 Y'all don't show up.
Yeah.
First of all, because I have to support
yes.
my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I asked the Lord for that.
Yes.
Okay.
And he brought it to your doorstep.
Yes, he did. My very own, me, mine. And I'm not a
microphone.
My very own fashion designer.
Right.
Okay.
And we do have the Marlo collection.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
What? Y'all get a little peek of that, too.
Yes.
Now come on out
yes.
and see what's going
yes.
on.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You get yours today.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my
that's for real, though. But that's so amazing. Yes. So that's the second. We don't. We have a break for the third. We normally do our. What do we normally do?
The clothes swap.
The clothes swap, but we're doing that quarterly because our calendar is like crazy.
It's September 17th.
Yes.
Yes.
That will be the next one. But after that, we have our amazing event. So you will be able to go on our pages, go on to Eventbrite, because this week that is going up on the Eventbrite for you guys to get your tickets for our red carpet affair.
Yes.
Yes.
So excited.
Yeah. So that will be in October, October the 21st, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $50. I mean, this is going to be, this is amazing. You think the white affair was good?
Mm-hmm.
The red affair?
Yes,
mm. Sizzling red carpet, because
yes.
right now we have two designers that are going to showcase
yes.
and a upcoming designer. She better come on with
it.
She listen with her own line, the Amber Sky Collection.
Amber
yes,
Sky.
I'm so excited, but our main showcase will be Anthony Michelle Designs, and along with Twin Flashes.
Yes.
That was Friday, guys.
It was
Saturday.
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday evening. Yeah.
It was such a worthy cause. They were raising money for Safe Haven, which helps men and women with domestic problems. They,
yeah.
they you know, done full circle and with Safe Haven's help. So they had a phenomenal show. I'm telling guys, the fashions were like breathtaking.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone did a great job.
Yeah.
And we were so pleased that the Twin Fashions, they invited us. So, Roberta, thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, Roberta. Robin, come on home, girl, so we can have our meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on home, girl.
Yes.
Yeah, we on their behalf, we want to say thank you
yes.
for the support for, first of all, just going out to support the organization,
mm-hmm.
Safe Haven. Y'all
yes.
know how we feel about the Safe Haven in the Haven.
Yes.
Yes. And it's just amazing. And we've kind of felt like we was all looking at Anthony like, okay. But we're going to let everybody roll. We're going to let everybody roll because her designs are amazing. And we are on our way to,
yes.
so that's why this October event is so amazing.
Right.
For you guys to come out
yes.
on this red carpet, it is going to be grand scale,
yes.
Great
yes.
dinner,
yes.
you know, great entertainment. Of course, Asaba will be back. So all of you
yes.
that listen to the show and the commercial,
you'll get to see her
yes.
live in person.
Yeah, she bring the thunder.
Oh my gosh.
She's gorgeous too. You know, and we know we're gonna see Sherry Bronson in that setting doing her thing.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. And on the Bling of the Earth, she's ready, geared up to do that.
Yes.
So it's just some incredible things that we have going on that are going to contribute to the next dimension, because y'all know that we are still in the year of Jubilee.
Yes.
So that's the year of recompense. That means restoration. Everything that the devil tried to steal or did steal,
well,
it's time to get it back.
Sevenfold.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yes.
Okay. And we're gonna show you how to do that. So that's one of our mandates in this season. So we're just grateful that the Lord trusts us with his people, you know, and to lead and guide you into all truth.
Yes.
That's so wonderful.
It was it. So, you know, to God be the glory. So I pray that this show, but before, we got a few scriptures, and I'm going to try to do this right, Roberta, this time, okay? we have a few more scriptures here that we want you guys just to write down and to resonate over the next week until the next show, okay? So here we go. The first one we've already read was Matthew 18 through 20. The next one is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. The next one is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. The next one is James 5 and 16. Romans 15, 5 through 6. And, of course, Ecclesiastes. Okay, 4 and 12.
There you go.
So if you did not, you know, if I went too fast, because y'all know I'm animated, just call us or go back and listen to the show.
Yes.
You can always go back and listen to any show.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go back and see how many shows this is for us. We're on the third tier, you know.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're close to 30. It's okay? So I just wanted to put those out there for people to go back and hear what the Lord is saying in this season. But, America, we're going to sell out. And we're going to just sell out with our Unblind Me with Creed, because we just want everybody to know that this is a powerful young lady as well. And prayerfully soon, she will come and be on the show before school starts back.
Yes.
So we're going to try to work that out.
Yes.
So until then, next week, until we meet again.
All right.
We love y'all.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Give a smile. Don't let me.